Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus outbreak has increased the need for disinfectants, from hand sanitizer to robots that clean hospital rooms. Yes, I said robots. Our tech columnist Chris Mims will join us in just a minute to tell us about some of the quote-unquote clean tech, we don't mean green tech, being used in hospitals and other areas fighting this pandemic. But first, our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern is back with her tech tip of the day. Hey, Joanna, is it a cleaning robot?
I wish it was. I first of all, I love that column by Christopher, and I wish I had a cleaning robot because, you know, when you're home so much, you don't realize how dirty your house is and how hard it is to clean.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you realize it.
Yeah.
So if it's not a cleaning robot, what is your tech tip of the day?
Well, I realized it's gotten so bad and I miss the office so much that I miss my office printer.
Aww.
Do you feel that way? Do you have these feelings for your office printer?
Yeah. Sam's there all by himself.
Oh, you call him Sam?
I do now.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I miss the office printer. I have a all-in-one printer here, but I just have been realizing that it does not print fast enough, that I am running out of ink all the time. So I am looking to upgrade my printer to a new black and white laser printer. I like this one from Brother. It's $150. And I figure, okay, $150, I'll use this for a couple of weeks and then I'll go back to work. And then I will still have a good printer here at home. And people may be wondering, oh, what do you print? I print a lot of documents for work. I read a lot of my scripts on paper. I like to read my column on paper before I file it to my editor. You all may use printers for one thing or another. I also think it's important to still have a printer at home if you are a big Amazon shopper or a shopper anywhere else. You're printing labels all the time. So that's my long-winded way of saying printers. They still matter. They still sort of suck, but you need one.
I was going to say, you're getting a black and white printer. What about photos? And what about scanning? What about all that stuff?
So photos, I do have some recommendations for photo all-in-one printers, if that's something you need. I was really trying to think about what are you replacing with the office printer here, and that's why I'm going with this laser printer, but I like Epson. Epson has these really cool EcoTank printers, which actually never run out of ink, so you can look at those. I have a Brother all-in-one printer that I've been actually very happy with for about 4 years now. We're going on 4 years, me and my home printer.
Aww.
But I'm really happy you brought up scanners because I don't really use my scanner that much. And if I do use the scanner, it's only for one or two documents at a time. And it turns out your phone is actually a really good scanner for those types of things. So if you have an iPhone, a little known tip is that the Apple Notes app actually has a scanner built in. If you tap the camera icon in the Notes app, if you don't have an iPhone and you don't use the Notes app, you can use the Adobe Scan app. They also have an iPhone app, but that is also available for Android.
Okay. So we have been taking stories and tips and also questions from our listeners. And I think we got a question today, didn't we?
We did get a question. This comes from Joe Peel in Chicago.
So my wife and I both need new laptops this year. Hers is for a small business she runs and mine is for personal use. What are you hearing from consumer tech companies around new product launches and if COVID-19 is going to delay new product launches? And how do you think the pandemic is going to affect kind of the annual sales cycle for different electronics, like TVs in January or laptops around back to school time?
So I really like this question, and I think it's kind of too early to tell, at least for some types of products. We're definitely seeing Apple, for instance, keep on its production schedule for certain types of products. We're also seeing companies ramp up production of current products in a major way, and especially products that hadn't been in heavy demand till this crisis had hit. So look at laptops, look at webcams, look at all sorts of things that we're buying for our home, Ethernet dongles, Ethernet cords, printers, et cetera, all the things I've been talking about on this show. So it is promising that we're going to at least have some of this stock. The question about new models is the big question mark. Will the new models be able to run off the lines? I also wonder really in a lot of these cases, how big of a jump in product were we going to get from some of these new models? Certainly if a new iPhone is coming along, yes, this is a big year for the iPhone. It's going to make a pretty big leap. But again, analysts are not really sure if there will be a delay on that.
All right, then we will have to keep watching and you will stay on top of it because you are our senior personal tech columnist. People can still leave questions for you. They can call you or they can write to you, right?
They can. They can email me at joanna.stern@wsj.com or leave us a message at our work from home hotline, 314-635-0388.
I have an idea. If we stay in lockdown for much longer, should we make a jingle out of that number?
Oh, I would love that. I'm going to go write that proposal, print it, and then send it in the mail to our boss to get it approved.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Joanna. We will talk to you tomorrow.
We will.
All right. After the break, to keep healthcare workers and cleaning staff safe, some hospitals have been turning to robots to help with disinfecting. Our tech columnist, Christopher Mims, will tell us all about it coming up next.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Since the coronavirus outbreak began, the demand for disinfectants, everything from hand sanitizer to Clorox wipes, has skyrocketed. But it's also increased the need for quote-unquote clean technology. Now, we're not talking about green technology here. We're actually talking about robots that can scan for fevers and enforce mask wearing and even disinfect rooms. They're being put to use all over the world to help health workers and cleaning staff stay safe. Our tech columnist, Chris Mims, is joining us now to talk all about these robots. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Hello, it's good to be with you.
All right, so Chris, tell us about some of these robots. What are they doing? How are they being used?
These robots are being used in a variety of ways. One of them is for disinfection and sanitizing, and there's a lot of ways that that can happen. You might have seen video in China of robots rolling around outdoor spaces, spraying a mist into the air. That is an example of probably a misuse of these robots. A scientist I talked to said that doesn't really accomplish anything outdoors. But there are other robots that have things like very bright ultraviolet lamps on top, and they emit a specific type of ultraviolet light called UVC, which does not occur naturally on Earth, which is good because if you look at it, it will give you cataracts and it will give you skin cancer. So it's a perfect thing to put on a robot because what you can do is you can send a robot into a room or down a hall, and of course there's no humans around, and it will just shine this light everywhere, and it kills everything. It's apparently remarkably effective. It can't clean, so if there's like a layer of dirt, it's not necessarily going to penetrate that, but hospitals are using it to disinfect multiple times per day. They're doing things like if a COVID-19 patient exits a room and then you want to protect cleaning staff, you can send the robot into the room in advance, which is great because it can do a preliminary disinfection before somebody comes in and does a second one with bleach or whatever. So, you know, it's almost like robots, you know, in defunct nuclear power plants or something where you send them in because no human should go in there. We're able to kind of use these robots to accomplish this in places where humans shouldn't be. The other thing about these light emitting robots is they're able to kill microbes in the air, which is a big deal because there's some evidence that, you know, somebody walks through a room, they cough, and there's all these droplets suspended in the air. And there's no current way to kill that, you know, other than maybe sucking it up and running the air through a filter. But if you put one of these robots in there, it will kill everything.
Wow. So last week when we spoke to you about some of the video conferencing software that's being used for these makeshift tele-ICUs, we talked about the fact that they're repurposing technology that was actually meant for other things to set these up. Are the robots here, were they originally purchased for cleaning or meant to do that, or are they being also repurposed for this?
So it depends on the company. There's the only company that has been making, as far as I can tell, dedicated UV light emitting robots. It's called UVD. They're based in Denmark. They've only been on sale maybe 2 years, so it's a pretty new technology because it combines autonomy with this UV light. In China, there were a bunch of existing robotics companies that did these kind of crash R&D programs. And they said, well, we have this kind of generic platform for delivering, you know, packages indoors or carrying boxes around warehouses. Like, let's just stick disinfection technology on it, like whether it's a mister or a light or something like that. And some of them even were reappropriated in really creative ways. Like there was a company that creates something called the Cruiser Robot. And the Cruiser Robot is typically just used as kind of like a concierge in banks or something. And they're like, well, why don't we do this in hospitals? So they're using it to do two-way telemedicine where they would do intake with patients. It had this object recognition algorithm, so it could look at all the faces passing by and, you know, and verbally remind people, you know, like you need to be wearing a mask if they weren't wearing a mask. It had a thermal camera, so it could see, you know, whether or not people were running an obvious fever. So there was a lot of kind of reappropriation of this technology, and some of that looks like it's here to stay, and some of it, the companies in China said, you know, look, we've already got it so locked down here that we're just going back to business as usual.
I guess that's the next question. Like, we see this happen, kind of the moonshot space race happens when some big event takes place. This happens during wars. This happened during the actual space race. So is there an expectation now that the development of robots that's happening right now and the changing ways we're using them could change the way we do things in the future?
Yeah, I think that there is definitely the potential for a lot of change in the future because, you know, these robots were not designed to fight coronavirus, even the disinfecting robots. You know, the UVD robots, and of course, there's an American company called Zenex, and theirs are not autonomous, but you just wheel it into a room and it does its thing. You know, these technologies were designed really to combat what are called hospital-acquired infections. So between 7% and 10% of people who enter a hospital will get an infection in the hospital, which is a terrifying fact if you think about it, because it affects far more people every year than coronavirus will potentially even. So there is this kind of cultural shift happening where maybe there were some technologies available that people weren't that aware of, but that have been proven to you know, reduce hospital-acquired infections and reduce the spread of all kinds of germs. And it seems like coronavirus is kind of giving them a much-needed push, because of course one of the things that hospitals really struggle with is, you know, even if you have the best cleaning staff in the world, humans are fallible and they forget different surfaces, and you know, no human with a rag can possibly get everything that a giant light emitting robot or even one of these misting robots, which do work indoors, you know, no human's gonna be as thorough as that.
So do you think we're only going to see these in hospitals, or do you think we'll see them used in other places in the future?
Yes. So that's another excellent point, is that now there's interest in all kinds of public areas. So these things are being used in subway stations, prisons, airports. So another company that I talked to provides autonomous cleaning robots that just do floors. They're all over the main international airport in Singapore, which is one of the busiest in the world. And there's one in CVG Airport near Cincinnati. And, you know, it sounds like they're seeing all kinds of interest. I mean, one person I talked to who evaluates these devices for the EPA for their effectiveness said that he's getting 15 to 20 inquiries a day for testing new devices, where before he would get one or two. So it does seem like there is this explosion of interest, and we'll see how long it lasts.
That was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Don't forget to share your work from home tech questions and stories with us. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be answering them every day right here all week. You can leave us a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.